This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is Gatanothoa.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, this guy's pretty good.
Love this.
I don't remember Out of the Aeons at all, like the story this is from. Like it's a collaboration, but I don't remember anything that happens in Out of the Aeons.
Yeah. The actual like excerpt here feels pretty boilerplate for Lovecraft.
Really
boilerplate. Gotta say, like, partially squamous and partly rugose. Like, okay, buddy. Semi-amorphous plastic. Like, come on, man. Like,
yeah. But nothing I could say, even a Dumbrot the loathsome, unholy, non-human, extragalactic. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
What in the world does Adambri mean?
I don't know. Probably describe. Nothing I could say could adumbrate the loathsome. I'm sure it's described just from context. It's just, you know, Lovecraft and his fucking Anglophile,
yeah.
$40 word or whatever.
Adumbrate, verb, report or represent in outline. Okay. Yeah.
You know what? That's probably why the people who made this book and tried to stat block this have this emphasis on its outline.
Yes. Oh,
you know, so like that, because that's a big part of this is that it has a specific outline, and they just did that from Lovecraft fucking, you know, like masturbating to a thesaurus while being ashamed of it. Like, it's weird. God bless you. You know, this weekend is the HP Lovecraft Film Festival thing, and there are breakout sessions.
Okay.
And if I want, I could go listen to, and I might do it on one of the nights. I'd have to skip one of the film blocks I wanted to see, but I could go to a bar and drink scotch and listen to Scott Clancy tell stories, the Delta Green guy.
Oh, yeah?
Is just going to tell stories. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I can also go have lunch at Food Carts with Vincent Price's daughter, which is very, like, the whole thing. You know, when I was talking about the way that the vasectomy video, like, put the scales for my eyes in terms of, you know, just I knew things were incredibly sexist, but I just, you know, was a really good example of how sexist things were.
Uh-huh.
The description for the film fest for Vincent Price's daughter is amazing because it's a paragraph that is 90% about Vincent Price and then ends with, like, and his daughter is here. It's like, do you think they're going to catfish people with, like, you know, fucking he's going to Dexter Ward into Vincent Price's daughter or something?
I'm really confused. Is he dead or not?
Is it Price?
Oh, yeah. No, he's dead as fuck. It's
alive. Yeah, he's very dead. If you want to get your
my son, Jody Price.
My grandson, Jody. One of my favorite, like, C-plots of a Simpsons ever. Like... but yeah, so I go do that, and like Will is like, yeah, go have lunch with Vincent Price's daughter because I want to hear the story. And I'm like, yeah, but it's going to be at a food cart, and it's going to be me just kind of jockeying for position closer to Vincent Price's daughter while a bunch of other like weirdos are doing that.
Yeah.
And it feels like the whole thing feels maybe too awkward for my mind space right now. So
a little bit. It's one of those things where like nothing that happens in it will be interesting, but the fact that it happened would be.
So what happens, and it might be interesting because of the other people there, but it'll be interesting because of like big time squirm appeal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I just don't know if I'm strong enough for that right at the moment.
Mm.
So I have to decide.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Anyway, this is a big old plastic squid monster kind of guy. Has a definitive outline to it, at least as it's describing here. Lives in a sunken burrowed like volcano that will rise when Relea does.
Their sacrifices are thrown into it.
Mm-hmm.
So all pretty standard.
Yep.
He's the lord of the volcano. But the cool thing is there's the curse.
There's the curse of Gatanothoa, which is legitimately horrifying.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Because you don't have to, he doesn't do it to you.
No.
It's if you're in visual proximity of the perfect image of him. So if you can adumbrate him, if you can see this outline, you start solidifying into... like basically being made of leather.
The way that I conceptualize this is it's almost like being mummified alive.
Yeah.
Except everything that keeps you alive, your brain and your viscera or whatever, is protected from this. You're unable to move. You're just trapped in this mummified body.
Yeah. And that's it for you. There's no coming back from this. They can't like throw you in water like one of those little dinosaur pills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this is you now. You are your skin and just your skin turning to leather while you're still wearing it.
Ugh.
That's so good and creepy.
Yeah.
And then you just slowly go insane because you're trapped in this thing. It doesn't keep you alive forever. You haven't been statued.
Right.
Like, you'll still just die of, like, dehydration, presumably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only the destruction of the brain can end the victim's suffering.
Oh, okay. So yeah. I guess it does keep you alive.
Yes.
But it's kind of weird though, because it doesn't say that specifically. Like, it doesn't say that, you know, your like needs are being met or whatever.
Right, right. The blind, numb victim loses 1d6 sanity points per day until reaching permanent madness or the forgiving release of death.
Yeah. So you want to destroy one of these things' brains if you see one.
Right. Act of mercy.
But it's a cool take on like the statue garden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it starts happening like basically just in a few minutes. So you see Ganon, Nethoa, mm-hmm. and that's it for you. You know, it's unfortunate you had a good run. and you have a couple minutes. So this isn't going to be like a bunch of people holding their hands in front of their faces.
No.
You know, anything like that. This is people going about their day, like a couple minutes. Like, that's really cool. Like, you know, you don't even have to add this god to your campaign. You know, you go by an opening where he could be as you're exploring the volcano temple or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're trying to get this idol or amulet or whatever. And when you get there, there's a bunch of investigators who are all in just positions of doing it,
mm-hmm.
like trapped. And then, you know, you get close enough and you can hear that one of them is still breathing. You know, like they're ancient. They're wearing clothes that are like out of date, you know, from like 100 years beforehand. And then you can hear one breathing. Like super good.
Yeah.
Like just really, really creepy and awesome.
I hate this. It's too good to make jokes about.
Yeah, no. I mean, we did all the jokes in the beginning part of the episode, but okay. Like, it's a really good hook.
Mm-hmm.
So take it, keepers.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.